Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. I can guarantee that I didn't fully see the mind-body connection behind suffering until we developed emotional repression inquiry, because then you can see and make conscious the actual conditioning that is mind. It has a mind-body connection. It's around holding emotion back and the fear of getting hurt or, you know, really just being our authentic self and living. It's the fear of that. Those are discoverable mind-body connections in the body. You can go find them. And we do with KI. But before that discovery, if you follow my teaching, go way back, even into my books, you'll hear me talk about the Velcro effect, which is my sort of initial way of talking about how the mind and body are connected. And the more you kind of believe a thought, the more there's energy on it. If thoughts come through like Mickey Mouse is a pervert, Mickey Mouse is really red and not black, or Donald Duck is an awful person, you don't feel the energy on it. But if you say, Dad is not a narcissist, yes, he is. Or Mom loved me. No, she didn't. I feel that she didn't. So you can really trust your body when you start to do KI, because we have this reverse inquiry that shows you, really, it shows you the mind-body connection behind things like what I'm talking about, really deeply buried things. But you have to learn to hear and understand, or not understand, but interpret and listen to what your body's saying. You have to be able to listen to it, feel it, and then know what it's saying. But if I say, I'm not angry at Joe, well, my mind might say, yeah, I'm not really, because it wouldn't make any difference. Joe doesn't really listen. He just gets triggered a lot. So why bother? Well, that's what my mind says, but that's not the mind-body connection. Well, it is, because that thought keeps us safe from what's in the body. True, everything is like that. There's always a mind-body connection. But the one I want to get to is how I can't express anger to Joe. Because it's actually emotional repression that drives suffering, not just any random program that we find. So that's why KI was developed to work with the mind-body connection around whatever I'm conscious of that's not buried anger, but then taking that to what I'm really not conscious of, which is the buried anger, which is fear. Fear of feeling and expressing that anger to Joe or whomever. It takes a while to hear this, to really hear it, but there's a mind-body connection for everything, but the more important mind-body connections are the ones that produce our suffering. And that's why I say go read science, get your AI chat out, go say, show me all the evidence, studies, articles that connect emotional repression to human suffering, chronic pain, disease, addiction, mental health. And then you've got an understanding of, if you don't already, of how big this is, how there's repressed emotion driving so much. That helps, because then if you go, just if you need to, go to Dr. John Sarno. He's got some books, even with the word mind-body connection in the title. And you'll hear the way he talks about it, which helped me. And then if you come to KI, you will find the actual deepest, you could say deepest, mind-body connections that produce your suffering. We'll show them to you directly once you read the science and have your mind align with the idea that repression is there and that it's mind-body connection. And then I'm going to warn you, don't take the mind-body connection in a very safe, bypassy direction. And it's so easy to do because, well, I did it. We needed science. We needed Dr. Sarno and others who pointed out the deep mind-body connections of that are producing suffering, like repression, to point us in the right direction when it comes to which mind-body connections are we paying attention to. I'll show you what I mean. Well, first of all, let's talk about the more accessible mind-body connections so you can see what I mean. Like, if you... Can you go to some emotion? do it with me here now. Bring up something that you can feel. For example, if you're someone who can feel sadness, if that's not hard for you, pull up something that just brings a little sadness. Like if that's something that you can allow yourself to feel, or hurt, maybe it's anger that's easier for you to access. Look at something that looks like injustice or unfair. And just feel that emotion that's available first. Take a moment for that. Even if it's fear. So once you feel that, just say this. I'm not sad if you feel the sadness. And just listen to the mind. Or if it's anger, say, I'm not angry. And that prompts up the mind. Just hear it. Or whatever the emotion is. By using a reverse inquiry right there, it prompts up the mind aspect of the mind-body conditioning around this emotion that you're feeling right now. So if I pull up something on some injustice and I say, I'm not angry, I say, yes, I am. That shouldn't happen. I can't believe that they treat people like that. I should say something. All that gets produced because I said, I'm not angry. Because that emotion is safer for me if I can get angry. But if I can feel sadness more than anger, I might say, it's not sad when animals die or pets. Yeah, it is. That's really sad. And then thoughts come up or memories along with the feelings and an agreement with the feeling in the mind. It's like, yeah, that's sad. And there's an acknowledgement. Whenever we can feel something, there's truly a mind acknowledgement. But we don't pay attention to it so much because it's a feeling that just takes up space. But like, you know, when you grieve someone, they die or a pet dies, there's just so much that comes up, not just in grief, but memories, moments, you know. It's a definite mind-body connection. Or again, when we're angry at someone, if we don't repress that, then we've got a lot of thoughts about those people, right? It's not just body. Now, if you understand that with regard to emotions that we can feel, because we're not yet talking about repression, but repression is what the science and Sarno are talking about, Dr. Sarno. So we want to get to those mind-body connections. And that's trickier because we've never trusted those emotions that we've buried. So when there's like this lack of being able to trust and feel that even, like we buried it, it could be hard to retrieve or make conscious the mind-body connection that goes with that buried emotion. One of the main reasons is because if you do a reverse inquiry on an emotion that you repress, you don't feel that emotion. So when I first started to work with my chronic pain, discovering that it was buried anger, I would say, I'm not angry at those people that bullied me for 3 years and made my life miserable or something like that. And then the pain would contract, but I wouldn't feel any anger. Nope, because my system had already learned a long time ago that just gets stored there in the pain, but then it feels like pain. And for you, you know, your repressed emotion might feel like pain or contraction or even depression or anxiety. That's the science. It can appear in all these different ways when you have repression. But it won't just come up like those emotions that we first prompted up. So in other words, an anger repressor, if they sit here and go, I'm not angry, they don't feel it. So they probably don't have many thoughts either. Why is that? Well, because the emotion is frozen in the body. It's a contraction. They might feel that. And the thoughts, the acknowledgement of that I'm angry and afraid of it, that's also unconscious. It's here, it's in the body, but it's just not detectable because those mind-body connections are really hidden in the body. So how do you work with that? Because it's almost, well, it's perfectly designed for us not to find it. And that's what the system wants is, well, of course not. Those are the buried emotions. But look, this is all part of us waking up, becoming conscious. So you have to go to the root because otherwise the suffering keeps coming. Now, how do we do it and find the right mind-body connections to end suffering? Well, come and work with one of us or come into my Jumpstarter group so I can take you through the mechanics, but I'll explain it here. If you're a sadness repressor, really the only mind-body connections you need to be concerned with are the ones that have to do with your deepest resistance, because that creates your suffering. And those are, I'm sad, but I'm afraid of it, or I can't express it. And although it's not a story in your experience because it's repressed, if you go into your body and you have sadness repression and you say, I'm not sad about all that. Although you wouldn't feel sadness, you would feel that, perhaps that contraction or something else other than sadness. But if you listen and you say, well, what does this sensation mean though? Or what does it have to say here? You start to hear that not only am I sad, but I can feel the contraction of that. And I can now hear some thoughts that say, yes, I am. But they just barely, if at all, want to come up because they're buried too. So at some point you have to just trust that your body, even if the mind part isn't coming up, that the body really is saying what it's saying. In other words, if I say I'm not sad, if there's just a contraction, there's no thoughts, well, my body's responding to that. So it's like already telling me something, even if I'm not hearing it. And what it's telling me is that, yes, I am. It might also tell me in a moment that I'm too afraid to feel and express that, but we're not there yet. Right now, it's just responding with the contraction. If I say I'm not sad, you know, the contraction is there, let's say. Now, if somebody says, well, I don't trust that. I don't trust that that's sadness or sadness repression because it doesn't feel like sadness and my mind is quiet when I say I'm not sad. So why should I sit here and think that this is sadness repression? I'll say, okay, but imagine something that you really like to do that you don't have resistance to. Like taking a warm bath, if that's your thing. Feel into your body and say, I can take a warm bath. And notice how your body feels different when you say that. It feels different than when you say, I'm not sad. In other words, I'd be surprised if there was any contraction in response to, I can take a warm bath. So do you trust your body when you do that? That you want to take a warm bath and that way? You do, right? Okay, now come back to sadness then and say, I'm not sad. What's your body saying? Or if you say, I can express sadness, try that one. Is your body saying yes or no to that? Because you know what yes feels like. You already felt the yes on the warm bath. Is this a yes? Like if you say, I'm not sad, is that a yes or a no? Or if you say, I can express the sadness and the body contraction happens, is that a yes or a no? After a while, if you go back and forth, you say, I can go outside and just have fun. You know, if that's what you want to do, no contraction. I can express sadness, contraction. I can go spend time with my favorite person right now, no contraction. I can express sadness to that person, contraction. You just play back and forth. It's like a toggle switch. You start really trusting that the body does keep the score on everything that you're doing or expressing, but you have to kind of learn it. And then come back to the sadness repression so that now you want to develop the KI skill of making conscious the mind-body connections that are just not there for you. They're buried. And that is a matter of really trusting. Once you trust the body, you have to really see that when you say, I can express sadness, the body's saying no. And then you fill that in inquiry with, I can't express it. But you bring it into awareness and into the contraction itself. But it has to be, this is the key, the way that you bring it into awareness has to mirror the actual mind-body connection in the body. if it doesn't mirror it, it doesn't really work that well when you bring it into awareness. And to mirror it means that in your body, these mind-body connections are like constant, continuous. So sadness repressors have continuous conditioning that says, I'm sad, but I can't. It's holding it back. Very unconscious conditioning. But it's there always because we have repression. So it's just there keeping it repressed. Now, that's more constant and continuous than anything else that's arising for a sadness repressor. Because all other suffering and things happen kind of sporadically. Like a sadness repressor might get angry, but then that goes away. But during the anger and after the anger and then 3 days later and 5 days later, they still have the same continuous conditioning in the body that says, I'm sad, but I can't. It's truly continuous. Now, if you understand where to focus, you want to focus on the continuous trauma responses. It's what the research calls it. It's not a discrete story. It's not witnessing the word sadness or pulling up things that might make you sad when your body won't allow that because you have this deep conditioning that is not just sadness frozen, but also conditioning in it that says, I am sad. Like that's true for you, actually, but that you can't, that there's fear there. And those mind-body connections, I'm sad, but I can't express it, are exactly what you work with here in KI to make that conscious and something that we call intentional rapid fire. It's a certain technique that I'm not ready and we're not ready to just present publicly because there's quite a responsibility with it in that it's a very powerful gun, you could say, or not really a gun, but like a powerful tool that you want to wield in the right way that's safe and that it works. And yeah, and not everybody wants to do work like this. And so we want to show people who do it the way that we do it that works the best. It's all about these mind-body connections and sticking with making conscious the same ones every day because as science says, you know, it's repression, but it could be just sadness repression for you. So you don't want to go over here and do a lot of work with mind-body connections around anger if your body doesn't have a contraction around feeling and expressing anger. If its contraction is around, you know, when you say, I can express sadness, and that's the contraction. Whereas when you say, I'm not angry, you just feel anger. See the difference? One is repressed and one isn't. The anger comes forth if it does, but the sadness doesn't. So you want to focus on the mind-body connections and the sadness. And that's a very continuous practice because it's a continuous trauma response that just so happens to show up as a lot of different things, like shame or guilt or anger or depression or anxiety. But to see that, you need not just to read the science that helps, but to actually make that mind-body conditioning conscious that is directly connected. For example, if the depression is there, there's mind-body connections that go all the way to the sadness repression. It's all connected. If there's anxiety, if your repression is sadness repression, it goes all the way. It's being produced by that sadness repression, and you can see the connections. If it's whatever it is, shame, guilt, you'll see that those are protective layers. They keep us safe from the buried sadness. So that's being produced from the mind-body connections of the buried sadness, which is all fear, but it's a specific fear. It's a fear of that emotion, and therefore of you ultimately discovering and living who you are, because it's your core resistance. See that? So if sadness is really the thing, then that emotion has been made into a really big deal because these mind-body connections that would have been okay as a kid if you'd been with different parents, you could have just felt and expressed, I'm sad, and felt it, see, both mind and body. But you couldn't, so there's a contraction. That mind-body connection was buried. Still here. It's in your body, And anger repressors just have this raging child. There's no child there. It's just this conditioning of like, I'm angry, but I can't, I can't, I can't. Working in a very similar way. And you could easily miss the important mind-body connections around anger repression. If, for example, you went to work with sadness or hurt a lot, if those are emotions that you can feel more, because if you can feel those, then those mind-body connections are not as unconscious. And so your system allows for that. But if you kept working with that, you would bypass the buried anger and those mind-body connections. So anger repressors, if I said, say this, I'm not angry at them. Look for contraction, shaking, denial, story, anything but anger, because anger is repressed if it is. Anything but visible anger. And if you find that response, it's like a trauma response of some kind. There's where you're storing that emotion, right there. So that becomes then your path in KI, your, just for practical purposes, an anger repressor. And it's so important to know that, because if we do spiritual practice without knowing what drives us, we're being driven by that when we do the practice. This is something that it took me almost 12 years as a teacher to get, is that you have to find out one's trauma, someone's buried emotions, because if you don't, that those mind-body connections of fear will be driving everything, creating sabotage, avoidance, all the stuff that we see, seeking. It's just how we operate. We're always driven by the need for safety. As long as these mind-body connections remain unconscious and driving it all. When I first read Dr. Sarno's books, I don't know why it was helpful, but he was making the point that there's always a mind-body connection. And of course, I knew that as a teacher because I used to talk about what I called the Velcro effect, which is like a crude way of talking about the mind-body connection. But as with many non-dual teachers, it's actually not something that you hear talked about in non-duality a lot. The mind-body connection, that's a total miss. Also, you don't hear doctors talking about it a lot. Some therapists, but it's a big miss because, the mind-body connection is around a lot of disease. And then in spirituality, the mind-body connection is producing our suffering, these connections. But you know, how many teachers or teachings talk about it? But see, some talk about the mind-body connection or what I call the Velcro effect, but I was still using it in an avoidant way because, it was good to identify the Velcro effect, which just means how thoughts, like words and pictures in our mind, so to speak, in awareness, are connected to feelings and sensations. And if the more we believe something, the more there's energy on it. Simple mind-body connection. And so if you just sit here and witness the voice in your head, if it says disturbing things, you just let the words come through, or images, or you just sit here as awareness and just notice. You'll feel that everything, every set of words kind of feels a little different, or every image has its own feeling tone, or even contraction. You just sit there and watch these mind-body connections. You might not think of it as mind-body, but these aren't just thoughts. You feel each one in a certain way, no matter what a thought is. Even the absence of a feeling is a feeling, or dissociation is still mind-body connection. So it's there in every experience is mind-body connection. But I was referring to, again, the mind-body connections, which are just per se safer than the ones that are buried that I'm referring to today. So I would play with just like so many teachers or practices, core identity. Like, is there someone here? You know, is there a person here? Let's look for the person. Let's look for the self. And I would see, there's a feeling. Let that be. No, there's no, that's not a self. That's just a feeling. Now it's gone. Here's some thoughts. Just letting us see those or hear those. No, I'm more like the awareness that sees those. Keep watching things. Now here's another feeling. Do nothing with that. And then I start to, you know, just notice how every thought has a feeling. And let every thought come through. Every feeling's allowed. That was my whole life for a long time. So I just really got, I thought, good enough at seeing that, oh, I'm awake to what is, so to speak. You know, it is an awakeness because you can see that everything's coming and going and nothing forms a self. As you keep looking, it just ends up being another thought, another feeling, another sensation. But the thing I didn't see is it just kept coming. I mean, a lot of it got quieter, but it's like it just is endless. That kind of looking at things or mind-body connections. So then when KI was developed, we became more focused on the mind-body connection issue. But when Dan and I first put the work together, we didn't have the repression aspect developed. And I just was reading Dr. Sarno's work, and I didn't know how to access these deeper mind-body connections. For me, it was buried anger. So the mind-body connections were very simple. It's like a little kid. I'm angry, but I can't. It was very powerful, you know, hidden in my chronic pain. Eventually, I found it. But before I found it, I saw that there was, and this is what I suggest to people. If you want to get into the business of mind-body connection work, in my view, but you're not ready yet to come work with us on specifically what emotional repression drives your suffering. For whatever reason, if you don't want to do that, then play around with this. For example, if you're an anger repressor, if you just a few times a day stop for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes or longer and look at something like an event that's coming up or a person in your life and just say this, I can say and do what I want. And, you know, have awareness so-called in the inner body when you do. You don't want to be really disembodied kind of witnessing, but feel first what the body's doing. I can say and do what I want. That was really helpful for me. You feel that as an anger repressor? I don't feel anything with it. Like I can go and say and do what I want. But I had energy on that. And my chronic pain would contract every time I said that. And I just started noticing, well, there's an I in that. No matter what I've seen as a teacher in terms of there's no separate self, these mind-body connections are buried. So when I looked at my own realization, because in your direct experience, you can see there's no self when things arise and fall. That's how it is. But you can't say anything about these mind-body connections. And I was just discovering how there was something missed because with all the freedom I was experiencing, I couldn't just go do this or say this. Like some things, you know, just ask Chester out or, I don't know, different things. Well, I took that as far as I could because here's how I did it. I didn't know how to get to buried anger yet. And so if you don't want to get to buried stuff, I don't recommend bypassing ever buried emotions. But if that's what you do, here's what I would suggest. If you want a way into KI eventually, is just go around, do that a few times a day and witness what comes up. I can say and do what I want there. And what you'll mostly just feel is a no. It's like the body stops you. It's preemptive strike. But it's like might not even hear a lot of thoughts around it. So you might want to ask another question after that. If you feel a contraction in the body that says like, no, I can't, just say, what would this sensation say if it had a voice right now? And then just start listening and watching and allowing and noticing that the thoughts that you're hearing or seeing are connected to that energy in the body. See, if I say, so I can say this to my dad, no. See, there's just a contraction if there is. And you feel into that and say, well, what would this say if it had a voice? No, he won't love me. No, I can't say that. And it, you start to hear the mind part of the mind-body connection there. Because you can feel the body part if you have enough awareness, somatic awareness, and you say, I can say and do what I want. Usually, if you have repression, there will be a response there. And that's what that is. It's buried emotions. Could be buried anger, because this particular inquiry brings up something for people who repress anger. Because anger repression is self-repression. So, where do you go with this? You can only go so far. Because the mind-body connections that matter are not that. It's not the stuff that comes up there. Let me explain. There's a reason that you can't say and do what you want. And it has everything to do with that buried anger or hurt or sadness or whatever it is. Everything to do with it. Because there's no I. That's the non-dual wisdom. There's no I there. But you have to go deeper than just how we often do it as teachers. Like things come and go, come and go, come and go. There's no self. Because really the selfing is held in the body. Buried. And it has to do with, you can't get angry. So you can't do a lot of things if you can't get angry. There's a lot of things in life that are scary that the system has already got you covered on. And it holds it in that contraction. So that when you look at something, it knows that, no, it's going to keep you safe and you can't say and do what you want. But why? This is what you have to discover. You have to learn how to go to the buried anger under that contraction, or in that contraction that's basically just saying no to doing this or that. That is the no to anger. And then I went, once I discovered this, I went one after the other. I said, I can say and do what I want. And I felt the contraction, and I felt it as a no. And I would say, what does this sensation have to say here? And then I would listen to a few things. But they would never be about anger. And I would learn. And then I would go to the next thing, which is, I can express anger at them. And it would be, no. Same contraction, mostly. And just the same no. And once you put one side by side, you really see what's behind it. But then you have to go into anger repression inquiry to thaw out or transmute that contraction. And then you'll see that it is anger. We'll show you. But you have to make that connection. And you have to tie it to anger. Because there are mind-body connections specific to anger repression. You can call them different things. Like, I have to hold it back, hold it back, hold it back. That continuous thing in your body. Or whatever word you put to it. But it has to work for you in inquiry that whatever you're bringing to the surface feels true at a very deep level. Like, I can't get angry. We're going to show you how to use, like, the responses that you get when you say, I can get angry at them, how to find the right words to use in our inquiry process to begin transmuting this contraction. Because the bad news is, you can't transmute this contraction very easily. It's like, this is the hidden secret of spirituality. I'll just spend a couple of minutes on this. I really mean this. I think that people all over the world struggle with the body on a spiritual path or healing process because of this dense energy or self-contraction that has all this hidden, these hidden mind-body connections in them around buried anger, hurt, being rejected, all the fear of that, all that. It's so buried that we could spend a whole lifetime, and I almost did, like never even making those conscious, even though those are the ones that drive all the suffering at the surface. And I'm just grateful for Dr. Sarno, for the science, and for Dan, that I didn't sit there and stay in chronic pain, not knowing, not seeing all the connections. That my chronic pain was connected to, I couldn't say and do what I wanted here, here, and here, and I couldn't get angry. And it was all there for me once KI got developed. But I do this podcast because I know that there are people who are just entering the conversation about mind-body connections, or you've worked with it in a certain way, I have to tell you that I'm encouraging you strongly to go beyond just working, if you are already, with like memories or certain things that are certainly relevant and have a mind-body connection to them. Like you feel something when you see a memory in the past, but there's something deeper. There's an unprocessed emotion that creates the importance of that memory in the first place. And just because you can see a memory doesn't mean you're tapping into the authentic emotions associated with that memory, because a lot of it is repression. And those are the deep mind-body connections. So you can save yourself a lot of time and accelerate a path if you get to the right mind-body connections, instead of like working a lot with the inner child or those layers that I was working with, even like core limiting beliefs, those kinds of things, like I'm not good enough, or those are not the mind-body connections. There's certainly energy on those. We believe them, but there's a reason we believe them. And that's because there's a deeper fear of feeling something and being authentic, being something other than that false self, that not good enough self, which is just being ourselves. If you're interested, I've got a 90-day intensive, which we do this kind of work exactly from the beginning. Some people just catch on really quickly to find those deep mind-body connections and they start working with them. Some people need extra help. So if you listen today and you listen to me talk about, like, you know, how it's safer to take a warm bath or than it is to feel sadness or express it, then that's just the beginning. You know, it's to start, maybe for you, some of you, really starting to trust your body more. Because when you, it's a funny thing that people say, trust your body, but you can't when you have repression. Well, because all you feel is like a sense of separation, and those emotions are buried. And so you can't trust that, again, until you learn how to make conscious the conditioning that tells you what it even is. I had to discover that mine was around anger, or I could not heal, period. If I would have focused on hurt or sadness, it wouldn't have worked. I tried it. They're very specific. We'll help you find those connections here. One way to do it is just, of course, the intensive of just work with me one-on-one. But if that link in the description will take you to that, just come and talk to me about it for free. But it'll also take you to the Jumpstarter group, where I'm going to talk about these mind-body connections and how to get to the quote-unquote best ones or the right ones. That just means to the core fear that drives us. We're going to do it safely. Don't worry, that's part of KI. Anyway, I teach people in a group these tools in what I call a KI Jumpstarter group. If you click on the link here, you'll see that too. Thank you.